This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Milky Monday, Lee Milky's guest this week, Corey Geiger, the managing editor of Hord's Dairyman magazine.
Corey, your report today is on last week's joint annual meetings of the National Milk Producers Federation, UDIA, and DMI. How did it go?
Actually, it looked like a pre-pandemic turnout of dairy farmers at the annual meeting, and one of the discussions certainly was on dairy exports. National Milk CEO Jim Milhern shared that exports are on track for a record year. And what does a record year mean? That means we're selling 17% of our milk solids, or all the country's milk, for 5 days a month from 9 million cows. So we're making a lot of inroads. These export growth could not come at a better time because our new milk production, we constantly make more milk each and every year. 75% of that new milk has been going to dairy exports. While we've been making a lot of inroads, Krista Harden, the president and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, shared that no one is going to give America market share. We're going to have to go out there and get it. Certainly, our closest neighbor, Mexico, is a strong market for the U.S., but another big market is Southeast Asia. It's got a great growing middle class of consumers, and it's why the U.S. Dairy Export Council started the Center for Dairy Excellence in Singapore so it can work directly with people in the region. Barbara O'Brien, president and CEO of DMI, shared that, of course, Southeast Asia is a big region, and it's 16 countries that have a growing appetite for dairy, and Southeast Asia does not include China. I just want to remind everybody of that. As a country, we've grown a lot on the dairy export front. As Jim Milhern reminded everyone, we're number three in dairy exports next to New Zealand, who's number one, and the European Union. One day, America will be number two and eventually will be number one, predicted the CEO. But we got a lot of work to do in that area, but you look back what we've done the past 25 years, we should stand pretty proud of that as a collective dairy industry.
Well, Corey, I'm wondering if there's any consideration to the port congestion and how this is slowing U.S. dairy exports and could result in a big upset.
We're doing surprisingly well despite the port issues, and it could cause an upset, and we are seeing some signs of that, but we're working hard as an industry to alleviate some of that, and the eastern ports and the ports of the Gulf of Mexico have been working pretty well, but the West Coast is jammed up right now.
Corey Geiger, managing editor for Hord's Dairyman magazine.
Thanks, Lee. Now let's turn to USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jackanowski, who talks about the projected trends in dairy product prices.
This month, the only downward adjustment in prices that we made was for cheese, where there's still very large supplies hanging over that market, weighing on prices. But on the other hand, butter and butter-containing products and non-fat dry milk are supported by very high international prices. So those price forecasts we increased for 2021. And for 2022, basically all of the product prices were forecasting to increase. And that reflects a couple things. One, expected continuation of strong demand, especially strong international demand. And also the fact that, we are forecasting lower milk supplies as well. So that's going to tighten up supplies at the same time that demand is strong and recovering. So that will support product prices in 2022.
That's USDA Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack discussing the EPA's latest proposed rule regarding the Waters of the U.S. provision of the Clean Water Act. Rod Bain tells us more.
A return to the 2015 version of the federal Clean Water Act's Waters of the U.S. provision. That determination was announced Thursday by the Environmental Protection Agency and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. An EPA Army Corps press release states the move would return to long-standing exclusions of the pre-2015 regulations, as well as exemptions and exclusions involving the agricultural community. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack reacted to the announcement during his same-day visit with farm broadcasters.
I think while it is not a total redraft of a previous rule, I think it also takes into consideration the court decision, which makes it a little bit different than either the Trump rule or the Obama rule. And obviously, folks are going to have the opportunity to weigh in on this. Our challenge and our job will be to work with producers as they take a look at what they may have to do or not have to do based on compliance and figure out ways in which we can use the tools at USDA to make it easier for them to comply.
From the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. And thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.